So we're continuing our study, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places, text number 262. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So text 262. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Evam Vrata Swapriya Nama Kirtya. Chatanurago Druta Chitta Uchai. Asatya Toro Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya. Evam Vratasa Priyanamakita Satanurago Dhritachitta Uttai Asatyato Roditi Roti Gayati Unmadavan Nityati Lokabhaya Evamrita. When one thus engages in a vow to chant and dance, Sva, On, Priya, Very Dear, Nama, Holy Name, Kirtya, By Chanting, Jata, In this way develops, Anuraga, Attachment, Truttachitta, Very Eagerly, Uchai, Loudly, Hasati, Laughs. I just think, somehow, I don't know, my mind just goes to this Brahman in Gokul. When we used to go to Gokul, they would have us darshan. They had a very systematic system of darshan. When we came in with a big group all the time, they would close the curtains before we could have darshan, and then they'd open the they'd tell us everything about the deities there, how Krishna took birth there. No, actually, they don't say like that. They say that they took birth in Mathura and they were brought there. We used to try to tell them, no, Krishna also took birth here. But anyway, they have Krishna on a swing, and then they would tell everybody, come up one by one, swing Krishna and laugh. Like that. Srila Prabhupada, of course, he said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Ato, also. Roditi, cries. Rauti, becomes agitated. Gayati, chants. Unmadavat, like a madman. Nityati, dances. Lokabhaya, without caring for outsiders. Translation and purport by the Devanagari Srila Prabhupada. When one is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, and becomes agitated and chants like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Purport. This verse is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:3-40. So, very long purport there. Any questions? Hare Krishna. No, anyway, this is interesting. This verse actually is quoted by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 5 times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I just figured out this morning with a little help of the database. First time, I was a little bit aware of that in the Adi Lila chapter 7. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is... Anyway, maybe we should offer this. Omagyan kimaranvasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarne Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll get to the purport. There's actually only in the five, although there Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quoted this verse five times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think there's no purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll read the purport eventually in Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam. But first I wanted to go here to the Adi Lila chapter 7, when Lord Chaitanya is discussing with the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down where the sannyasis were washing their feet, and the sannyasis, they are a little bit suspicious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is chanting and dancing and he's not studying Vedanta like all the other sannyasis, like we were, like they were thinking like that. And he goes on exactly from Adi Lila, chapter 7, text 69. It says, meditation and study of Vedanta are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Why do you abandon these to dance with fanatics? Text 70, you look as brilliant as if you were Narayan himself. Will you kindly explain the reason why you have adopted the behavior of lower class people? Prabhu kahe shuna shripad ihara karan guru mora mukhideki karila shasan. Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, my dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool and therefore he chastised me. Murka tumi tamara nahika vedanta adhikar krishnan mantra japa sada e mantrasar. You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. Krishna mantra hoite have samsara mochana, Krishna mantra hoite pave, Krishna nama hoite pave, Krishna charana. Huh? This is text 73 right now. Did I skip one? Oh, okay. This is 73 right now. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. A couple more verses we'll read here. Nama vinu kali kale nahi ara dharma sarva mantra saras nama e shastra marma. In this age of Kali, there is no other religious principle than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Eta bali eka shloka sikaila more, kanta kari e shloka kari havichare. After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep the name within my throat. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gattirandita. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. So, a few more verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes to the sannyasis how, what was the result that he began chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and became filled with ecstasy so much that he thought he had become mad. And he came to his spiritual master and he told him like that I think I've become mad by this chanting. And of course his spiritual master was very happy. Oh, this is very good that you have become mad. This is the natural result of chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the characteristics that you become filled with love of God. So then, let's skip up to text 92. He says, Nacha gao bhakta sangi karasan kirtan Krishna nama upadeshi tara sarvajan. Very important. He gives Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruction, my dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. For by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Then Eta Bali Ekashloka Shikaile More Bhagavatera Sara E Bali, Bali, Bali. Saying this, my spiritual master taught me one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he instructed me with this verse again and again. So what is that verse? It says, Bhagavatera Sarae. It says this is the essence of all Bhagavatam's instructions. And that verse is today's verse, Evam Vrta Svapriyanama Kirtya. So this is a very important verse. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master is saying the essence, Bhagavatera Sarae, the essence of all verses of Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll move on to the, this is 11th canto. This is the discussion. Maharaj Nimi meets the nine yogendras. And this is being, I think it's from one of the purports I read, it's being actually recounted by Narad Muni to Maharaj Yudhisthira. I believe so. Anyway, there's a slightly different translation here. Are we there? 11th canto, chapter 2, text 40. The devotees have translated this Svapriyanama Kirtya a little bit differently. They translated it. It says that then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly and cries and shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he's indifferent to public opinion. So purport, we'll read the purport here, since we didn't have a purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's actually a long purport. In this verse, yes, pure love of God is being described. Srila Sridhar Swami has described this spiritual situation as samprapta prema lakshana bhakti yogasya samsara dharma titam gatim, or the perfectional stage of life in which one's devotional service to the Supreme Lord is enriched by ecstatic love. At that time, one's spiritual duties are entirely beyond the scope of worldly affairs. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi, chapter 7, text 78, there's the same section that we were reading. There was the following statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Darja darite nari hailam unmata hasi kandi nachi gai jaiche madamata. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing just like a madman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately approached his spiritual master to ask him why he had apparently become mad by chanting the holy name of Krishna. His guru replied, Krishna nama maha mantrera eta svabhav eja petara krishne upajaya bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita 7, Adi 783. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada has commented, these symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes when our students of the Krishna consciousness movement chant and dance, even in India people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant and dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually, this is not due to practice, for without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Bhaktisananta Saraswati Thakur has warned us in this regard about the ungodly sahajiyas who imitate the pastimes of the Supreme Lord in an unauthorized way, neglecting the standard injunctions of Vedic scriptures, foolishly trying to take the position of Krishna as Purushottam, and thus making a cheap farce of the exalted pastimes of the Lord. Their so-called ecstatic symptoms like crying, shivering, and falling on the ground are not to be confused with the advanced features of a devotional service described by Sridhar Swami as Samprapta Prema Lakshana Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada comments in this regard, one who has attained this bhava stage is no longer under the clutches of the illusory energy. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj states, Panchama Purushartha Premanandamrita Sindhu Mokshadi Ananda Jara Nahe Ekapi. For a devotee who has actually developed bhava, love of God, Godhead, the pleasure derived from dharma, artha, kama, and moksha appears like a drop in the presence of the sea. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 785. As already stated in the previous verse of this chapter, Gayan Vilajo Vichareda Sangha. One exhibits the ecstatic symptoms of love of God when he is a sangha, free from all attachment to material sense gratification. The word lokabhaya in this verse indicates that a pure devotee on the platform of prema, love of Godhead, is not at all concerned with ridicule, praise, respect, or criticism from ordinary people in the bodily concept of life. Krishna is the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, and when he reveals himself to a surrendered servant, all doubt and speculation about the nature of the absolute are vanquished forever. In this connection, Sripad Madhvacharya has quoted a verse from the Varaha Purana, Kechid Madhavad Bhakta Payalinga Pradarshikaha, Kechid Ankara Bhakta Syu Kechid Chaivo Bayatmakaha, Mukha Prasada Darjatcha Bhaktir Jaya Na Chanyata. Some devotees of the Lord exhibit external symptoms, acting like madmen. Others are introspective devotees, and still others partake of both natures. It is by one's steadfastness and by the merciful vibrations emanating from one's mouth that one's devotion can be judged, not otherwise. This reminded me, this translation reminded me of one odd. What was it? One of Shivananda Sen's sons. Puridas? I don't know. He was, he never seemed to chant along with the devotees. Remember that pastime that Lord Chaitanya one time told him to recite, and he recited some very beautiful verse. Even though he was a small child, everyone was struck with wonder when he recited that verse. He didn't exhibit what was like others are introspective devotees. It was like that sort of personality. So anyway, continuing, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a very nice example to illustrate ecstatic laughing and other symptoms of love of Godhead. Oh, that thief Krishna, the son of Yashoda, has entered the house to steal the fresh butter. Grab him, keep him away. Hearing these menacing words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, Krishna immediately prepares to leave the house. The devotee to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed laughs in ecstasy, but suddenly he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries in lamentation, Oh, I achieved the greatest fortune in the world, and now it has suddenly slipped from my hands. Thus the devotee cries loudly, Oh, my Lord, where are you? Give me your answer. The Lord answers, My dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint, and so I have again come before you. Upon seeing Lord Krishna again, the devotee begins to sing, Today my life has become perfect. Thus, overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, he begins to dance like a madman. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also notes that the word drutta chitta, or with a melted heart, indicates that one's heart, melted by the fire of anxiety to see the Lord, becomes like Jambu Nadi, a river of rose apple juice. The Acharya further points out, Nama Kirtanasya Sarvotkarsham. The present and previous verse clearly distinguish the exalted position of Shravana Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing the name and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also emphasized this by quoting Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalona steva nasteva nasteva gatyandita. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative. There is no alternative. There is no alternative for spiritual progress but the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. In his purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 776, Srila Prabhupada has given an elaborate explanation of this verse. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommends that we study the following verse in this connection. Parivadatu jano yata tatava anumukaro navayam vicharayama harirasa mandira madati mata puvi vila tributamo natamo near Vishama. Let the garrulous populace say whatever they like. We shall pay them no regard. Thoroughly maddened by the ecstasy of the intoxicating beverage of love for Krishna, we shall enjoy life running about, rolling on the ground, and dancing in ecstasy. Padyavali 73. So, this is Panchama Purusharta, Krishna Das Kaviraj, so they quote Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Premanandamrita Sindhu. This is the real goal of life that we have. The Purusharthas are the goals of life, the Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, but they're not considered by a devotee who has developed his a little attachment for chanting the holy name of the Lord. So in the purport, it's actually important. We had experience sometimes in India when we first went, actually, that we don't see that so much anymore, but in the 70s, like that, 1970s, we saw that many times people would come and roll on the ground in our kirtans like that and take dust from their feet like that. We don't see that so much. Unfortunately, sometimes, as described here, that these artificial imitation of the pastimes of the Lord or the chanting of the holy name. Who was it? Lochan Das Thakur, I think. He says it's very important that Vishaya Chadiya Seira Semadiya, that one Moke Bola Hari Hari, that one has to actually test if someone is exhibiting symptoms of love of God. He has to be actually free from this bodily consciousness. One should not think that one can chant and dance in ecstasy and at the same time engage in so much activities of sense gratification. This is not the... There's also a nice verse in the second canto, that tad asma saram ridayam patedam, that the heart that doesn't change when ecstasy takes place from chanting is considered to be steel framed. And there's also a very nice contrast in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Where we are. The Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a very nice pastime. As we know, Haridas Thakur has been designated Namacharya, or the Acharya for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So he had very wonderful pastimes to establish the glories of chanting the holy name of the Lord. So there was one snake charmer was dancing in the courtyard of a wealthy man. It said his associates were playing instruments around him and he was dancing in ecstasy. He was actually, by the effect of these, he was chanting different mantras. And by the effect of these mantras, it's described that the Nagaraj, or the king of the snakes, This purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says that the Nagaraj refers to Shesha, the devotee of Lord Vishnu, Ananta, or Vasuki. So anyway, while he was dancing, he was reciting these different pastimes of Lord Krishna as Krishna danced on the heads of Kaliya. And Haridas Thakur, he was watching this, and when he heard these nice recitation of these verses describing Krishna dancing on the head of Kaliya, that he fell down unconscious to the ground, and then he jumped up and he began dancing and in ecstasy. And he exhibited very different, these same symptoms that are described here. Hair standing on end, crying and shivering manifest in his body. So in this, there were so many people that were watching this incident that was taking place. The first they watched the snake charmers, and then they watched Haridas Thakur, and they all took they took dust and they from the feet of Haridas like that, and offered him all respect. And there was, it says, I'll just hear you read this. One pseudo-brahmana who was in the audience thought, I will also dance today. Even an illiterate fool who dances like he's in ecstasy is greatly respected by common people. He was referring to Haridas Thakur. Thinking in this way, he immediately crashed to the ground and became motionless. As soon as the pseudo-brahman fell near the dancing snake charmer, the snake charmer became angry and began severely beating the brahman with a stick. After being beaten with a stick all over the body, the anguished brahmana fell away, ran away screaming, Father, Father, Bob, Bob. So, of course, all the audience, they didn't understand. They didn't have the qualification to understand what is the difference between here. Haridas Thakur was dancing in ecstasy, fell down to the ground unconscious, and began dancing in ecstasy. And then this brahman did the same thing. So they inquired from this snake charmer So the snake charmer replied, who has the power to endlessly disturb the pleasure of my dancing? Out of audacity, he tried to imitate Haridas, and therefore I punished him accordingly. He presented himself as an important person by imitating some religious sentiments. Actually, that arrogant and deceitful Brahman has no love for Krishna. To achieve the devotional service of Krishna, one has to be free from duplicity. One who sees Haridas dancing is freed from all bondage. When Haridas dances, Lord Krishna personally dances. Thus the whole universe can be purified by seeing his dance. So this is a difference that one has to actually be situated on the platform of love of God. Not that one imitates the symptoms, but if one is free from all this bodily connection, that he understands, he's realized that he's not the body, he doesn't have these, he has to conquer over the urges, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, mudara pasta vegam, utan vegam, yo vishiheta dira, he's actually dira. Was that saram pativim? Huh? Such a shot. And he's qualified actually to exhibit such symptoms, become spiritual master of the whole world. There's one other nice verse. I wanted to just read this very nice verse from that was quoted in the second chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. It says, Padbhyam Bhumer Disho Drigbhyam Dorbhyam Chamangalam Diva Bahu Dotsad Yute Rajan Krishna Bhakta Sinutkitaha. This is something about the effects of the Sankirtan party when the devotees, those who are actually devotees, when they go out and chant and dance, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, of course, there's so many sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita where it's described how, especially that seventh chapter, how the devotees, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, broke open the storehouse of love of God and distributed the contents. And then as they distributed the contents, the supply became greater. So this is another verse that describes something about the effects that says, Padbyam Bhumer, that by the touch of their feet, the earth, Disho Drigbyam, by the directions, by their glance, and Dorbyan Chamangalam Diva, that their arms, Amangalam Diva, the upper planets like that, the heavenly planets, Amangalam means the inauspiciousness, is all, what does it say? They destroy the inauspiciousness of the earth, the directions, the inauspiciousness of the directions by their glance, and the inauspiciousness of the higher planets by their upraised arms. All these are the effects of chanting, as the devotees chant and dance. I can read it okay. Maritam wrote this down. So this has to be, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual master, he told him that, where did that go? That he should continue engaging in this process of chanting and dancing and give this process to others. This is the essence of this Krishna consciousness movement. And this is recommended by the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he followed it, and all of his, those who are followers of him, they engage in the same activities. There's such importance as this chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified it in his Shikshastika. I wanted to mention one other wonderful pastime, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his second verse of the Shikshastikam, he describes that Niyamata Smarani Nakala. He says there's no restrictions in this chanting. It's so important. I just had this one memory of this one personality. His name was Gopal. He was a small boy in Navadvip, I think, was at the time. He was used to have some association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one time he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to answer the call of nature, he was holding his tongue with his teeth like that, and Gopal asked, why are you holding your tongue with your teeth? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my tongue, it always chants the holy name of the Lord, I can't stop it. And so when I'm going to answer the call of nature, I just have to hold it with my teeth so that I don't continue on chanting. Gopal, he said, well, I don't understand this. You can explain to me, like, you are supposed to be the spiritual master for the entire world. And how someone will follow you, if they leave their body at that time, what destination they'll have? You have to continue chanting all the time. What is that? Bhagavad Gita, so many places. Satatam kirtayantam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kirtaniya sadahari. So when he heard this statement from this little Gopal, he said, yes, you are very, this is your correct. He said, now I'll give you the title, the Gopal Guru. This is the Gopal Guru Goswami. Became very big acharya in our sampradaya. He was the disciple of Rakeshwar Pandit. And actually this one other associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Abhiram Thakur, he heard that this little boy had become Gopal Guru, been designated as Gopal Guru, so he wanted to go there and see, actually he's qualified in that regard, because Abhiram Thakur had very unique potency, that he would offer obeisances to any deity like that. If it wasn't properly installed, the deity would break. The deity would break like that. And I think there's also some pastimes that Nityananda Prabhu had some other children like that. Abhiram Thakur had offered obeisances to, and they had given up their bodies to little babies like that. They weren't, that pastime is there like that. So anyway, Gopal heard that Abhiram Thakur was coming, and he became very frightened. He was prayed to Lord Chaitanya. He said that this is feeling very dangerous situation, that Abhiram Thakur, he's going to come and he's going to offer obeisances to me, and I don't know what will happen. So Lord Chaitanya placed his foot on his forehead like that. He had very nice tilak. I used to go, there's one nice temple in Vrindavan. Well, there was a nice devotee there, that is. That's Gopal Guru Kunj and near Dira Samira. And there's one deity of Gopal Guru there sitting under one Makul tree that they say is one of the three trees in Vrindavan that were from the time of Lord Krishna. One of those three are gone now, Amlital. So anyway, that tree, actually, he's sitting under that tree because they say that even after his disappearance, he was staying in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And they say that after his disappearance, his disciple, Jan Chandra, went to Vrindavan and he saw him sitting there. He said, "Why are you sitting here?" He said, "We just had a festival for your disappearance in Jagannath Puri. And how you're sitting here?" I said, "Well, this is Vrindavan. We're here in our spiritual forms like this." So he requested him come back to Jagannath Puri and give his association to the devotees. He said, no, I'm staying here now." They wanted to cover this tree there from the monkeys. Monkeys were making havoc with that tree. All right, and Jan Chandra, he went on to write a very important book, this Jan Chandra Archana Padati, very important book on worship, Archana Padati, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, okay, anything else? I don't know what else, anything to say? Someone want to? Yes. All right, Brian. Prabhu.
So, Prabhu, this topic on dancing.
Huh?
I'm going to ask a question about the dancing.
Dancing.
So, when I first became introduced to ISKCON and came to the temples, I found everybody dancing, especially this temple. And I couldn't process it. I couldn't understand it. Why everybody is dancing. And then this verse says that bhava, Prabhupada, also that purport, that when you have bhava, your love, spontaneous love for God, then these things automatically manifest. It's not like practice. But the fact is, I dance now in the temple, conservatively, but I do it primarily as imitation, or it's almost like a military beat. I'm just so used to swaying to the Hare Krishna. But it's not like I have bhava, I'm not in the bhava stage. So then am I imitating the Brahmin imitated Haridas Thakur? And what happens is that when you get an audience coming in, they can't process it. These people are just pretenders, or they think we're Sahajiyas in the sense that, oh, they're just dancing. What love we have for God. I used to think, well, you know, if I get that high love, supreme love, then I should dance. But in the meantime, I shouldn't pretend that I have love. So, but later on I came to realize this is sadhana. Maybe you can comment on this.
Yes, this is actually, I had also, when I first joined this 40 years ago, we were also asking about the dancing. What is this dancing and everything, and how do I become, actually get some feeling for the dancing? And they said, well, by dancing, then you'll get the feeling for dancing. You'll get more and more, because first of all, this is very important, the lokabaya, that unmaravan nrityati lokabaya. one like a madman without caring for outsiders. First of all, everyone in the material world is in the bodily concept of life. We're thinking, what is this, you know, we're so much concerned with what other people think about us and what we're doing and this and that. But that is not favorable for Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, especially Vedanta Sutra, Sangoyam Purusha, we're not have anything to do with this material world, actually. This material world is not our place. Our place is with Krishna and his devotees in the spiritual world. So that is, therefore we have to be this loka. Loka means outsiders. Baya, we're not concerned. Because everyone is seeing in the bodily concept of life. And to give up that, if we act on the spiritual platform, then we'll develop that. Of course, imitation and following in the footsteps are two different things. Very important distinction is there. We don't want to simply imitate, but we want to follow in the footsteps. So one has to follow, as we explained, that Lochan Das Thakur recommends that Vishaya Chadiya Sairasi Majiya, that we have to give up that. Not that we go out and chant and dance and then we go out, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, we go out, where's Bidi? Where's this? I may have a cigarette now or something. No, one has to very carefully follow the four regulative principles like that. One has to give up bad habits. Vishaya Chadiya. Give up the bad habits. Four regulative. Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu. They have to say something.
In the Nectar Devotion, on the chapter on how to discharge, this is how to discharge devotional service, it has a number of things to do. Like number three is one should accept flowers and garlands that have been offered to the deity. And number four is one should learn to dance before the deity.
One should learn to dance, yeah.
Number five, one should learn to bow down immediately upon seeing the deity or the spiritual master. So this is our sadhana. This is how to discharge the devotional service.
Yes.
Just a quick story. When I first joined the temple, actually the first time I went to the temple, I decided to go to Mangal Arati rather than the Sunday feast because I wanted to see what it was really like. So in the temple room in Philadelphia, it was very crowded for Mangal Arati, and there was also a wooden floor that during the kirtan, the floor would actually was like spring-loaded. So it felt like that. And so as I was standing, and it was pretty crowded, and everyone was jumping up and down, the next thing you know, I was jumping up and down, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. It was nothing to do with the actual love. It was the floor was making me go up and down. And the devotees around me were, you know, sort of elbowing me, and I was going up and down with it. So I always thought this is Krishna saying, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. Not that you just stand there. You're supposed to jump up and down.
One has to learn how to dance for Krishna, yes. That's weird. In the material world, everyone's dancing for their own sense enjoyment, but we want to dance for the pleasure of Krishna. That's the...
Well, when I come in the morning for greeting the deities and see Krishna Balaram, and I think, wow, they're standing here and they're standing there looking at us and they want to have a good show. So I think, I'm going to dance for you, Balaram, so that you're entertained with whatever dancing I could do. So that's one of the things that I always think is to give them a good show so that they are happy to see us dancing.
Darshan. Darshan, we're going not to see Krishna, but to have Krishna see us. We want to have that experience that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was quoted to Srila Prabhupada. Act in such a way that Krishna will see us. This is the darshan, real darshan. So anyway, that is the process. By dancing, one develops his taste for it. Just like Rupa Goswami mentions also about chanting. Dancing is very similar process that maybe we have in the beginning. Taste is not there. He says, just like jaundice, when you take sugar candy, taste may not be there so much, but when you continue on with the process very carefully and try to do it for the pleasure of Krishna, then that taste becomes, and one becomes unmadavan, just like a madman he can become. Yes.
And I can remember Prabhupada saying quite often that, you know, come chant and dance in ecstasy. So when Prabhupada says something like that, it does something. You know, it empowers the chanting and the dancing.
That does, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master, says, eta svabhava. This is a natural process, natural result of chanting, is to become filled with ecstasy and dance like that.
One other thing.
Okay.
Yes. You know, when we go to these football games and so forth.
Sorry?
When we go to these football games and other festivals and do Harinam and chant and dance.
That's what I want.
Because of our enthusiastic chanting and dancing, many of the people who pass by, they also started chanting and dancing.
Yes.
And a lot of times they just stayed with us for the whole time. They forget their football game and they just stayed with us. So it's very, very nice.
Yeah, I wanted to say actually that I'm with at the post office where I have one new recruit there. He's helping us out, and he asked me one time. He said, "So you're a Hare Krishna?" He said, "Yes." He said, "So you do dance and play like instruments like that and everything?" He said, "Yes." And he said, "So I asked him, have you seen us?" He said, "Yeah, I have been going to the football game since I was a young boy, and I used to always see the devotees chanting and dancing. They were always so happy like that, and." His father said father's a very good opinion of us. They said they're very nice people. They're always happy and dancing like that. This is the result that by other people seeing, eventually that is a jata sukriti. No, they're developing they're actually becoming qualified to engage in spiritual life like that. So let this chanting and dancing continue. Yes? No more? I have to go and help them, actually. Yes.
This kind of reminds me, you know, Hari Parayana's question went off on a good discussion, but it reminds me in I think it's a preface to Nectar of Devotion where Prabhupada compares the beginning steps of a baby. You know, there's a... And so... He practices and then he learns how to walk. You know, it's naturally there. The dance and ecstasy is naturally there, but we got to practice to get there.
Yeah.
Awaken it.
Every step is a dance in the spiritual world, though. Huh? Kata ganam natyam gamanam. Natyam gamanam. That the movement is a dance. All right. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Do you want that? Do I get to put it on you? No? No?